time to jump in the tub with Patricia from Rhode Island. What's going on? How can we help?
Well, I have a plight about my tub.
All right.
I don't know which way to go. It, you know, the tub is an old in good shape, except, you know, it's not in good shape. I mean, it's kind of pitted, and, you know, and I didn't know whether to have it reglazed or to put in a tub liner.
Well, that's a tough choice because, you know, neither of them would be our favorite. Our preference would be a complete replacement because if you glaze it, it's not going to last nearly as long as the original tub. And if you use a liner, it's real expensive, but it takes up some tub space.
Yeah, it makes the tub smaller.
Yeah.
But it's done in a day. Yeah, because, of course, it's got to sit inside the existing tub and then cover over your existing wall. So it's going to shrink a bit to accommodate, you know, fitting into things.
And then, I just saw there yesterday where they have these bathtubs that they come and they got a door on them.
Oh, yeah, those are fantastic, especially if you're concerned about access or climbing into the tub, or maybe you've got some upper body strength issues where, you know, helping yourself up or in and out of the tub is kind of difficult. These tubs with the doors, they're much higher on the side. They've got built-in seating, so you open the door, you climb on in, you sit down, you close the door, seal it all off. It automatically makes it watertight. Then you go ahead and fill the tub up while you're in there. I mean, they're fantastic because you get a nice deep soak, and also, you know, for an access issue, if you're concerned about, you know, being in the home for a couple of years, it's tremendously helpful.
Okay, so you don't really recommend reglazing this.
You know, it's not my favorite thing to do, Patricia, because it doesn't last that long. I mean, you're going to get a few years out of it. It'll certainly look better than it does right now, but it's not as tough as the glaze that was originally on the tub. Do you follow me?
Okay. And so it's better to either replace it with that, you know, kind of find out about that tub where you can walk into the door, or then they have the alternative of taking the tub out and putting in like a shower.
Of course. Yeah, those are always options. Hey, Patricia, I tell you what we're going to do for you. It sounds to us like you're probably going to need some contractors to help with this. So we are going to give you, for calling in today, a Money Pit membership in the American Homeowners Association. That's worth about $120, and with this membership, you'll be able to use it to find discounts on all types of home improvement products and services, as well as discounts on groceries and vision and insurance and legal things and all kinds of stuff to help you in that house. And hopefully with that on your side, you'll be able to find the perfect contractor to get this job done for you.
Oh, well, terrific. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And you know what, Patricia, when you're doing some research, the tub you're talking about is called a soaker tub or a walk-in tub. So just do some research online or in your local papers, and you'll be able to find one, no problem.
Okay. I wondered about that, whether that would be a better option.
It's a great option for you, Patricia. Stand by. We're going to get some information. We'll send that Money Pit membership out to you. And if you at home are interested in learning more about that membership, you can log on to MoneyPit.com because this month we are giving away 1,000 free Zircon laser levels and stud sensors to the first 1,000 members that sign up at MoneyPit.com. So check it out today. It's a great service for our listeners. We're happy to offer it.